Minutes later, I received a call. Oliver's mom was calling me, with me being destroyed and fearing the inevitable. I answered that call with tears, my chest thickened to the point that I stopped breathing. I stopped hearing and feeling for a few seconds. Oliver, the boy I had known years ago, had died. The boy who helped me accept myself, with one I felt good, passed away.